should take another breath. Picking the pieces up takes more than a minute. Just beyond the brokenness, joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Though you're weeping, ask for the evening. And your sorrow may stay for the night. Keep your eyes up, your heart still believing. Cut your pie till the sun went to rise. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. What kind of love is this that wins every battle?
Well, good morning, everybody. How you doing? This is CA, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Today, I am at my home studio in Fort Worth, Texas. I call it Faith Studio 2. Welcome to the Wednesday Uplift. We're here to encourage. We're here to pray for you. We're here to just rally together as a bunch of body of believers and keep in mind that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and He's the Almighty God. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, excuse me, I'm clearing my throat here. Feel free, you can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, we have a Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Click on that, and when you do, there'll be station information, and when you do that, our direct number's there for prayer or anything like that we can help you out on. All right, well, let's continue with the Wednesday Uplift. What do you say? And how about Mercy Me and Here With Me? It's an oldie but goodie. Let's get uplifted on a Wednesday. Coffee up, tea up, whatever you may have. Sounds like golf, doesn't it? And let's just get through this Wednesday, and then we're getting close to the weekend. Mercy Me.
Self to me.
There we go. Nothing is impossible. Whoops, hit a little bit of a button there. Nothing is impossible, or I should say impossible. Building 429. Did I almost say 929? Smells like an apartment complex. Well, good morning, everybody. How you doing? This is CA. Probably ain't had enough coffee this morning, unless I am already hyped up. How's everybody doing? I'm at my home studio today, so things may seem to be just a little bit different. But we're here at Faith Studio 2, I call it, and that is the iHeartRadio Part 2 studio. So we want to welcome you all to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. That's right. And we are here to encourage. We're here to love. We're here to let you know that we're praying for you and that things are going to get better. And that's the main thing. We just want you to know that. I want to talk a little bit before I play a song. You know, a lot of times, and I'm probably in the instrumental, really, of Jeremy Camp for you here. A lot of times we go through a lot of the different emotions in our heart. And sometimes we're wondering, is God really listening to my situation? Well, let me tell you something, He is. You may be down and out, and you may think you're down and out for the count right now. But I'm going to tell you something, okay? As your not just your on-air personality on iHeartRadio, but CA wants to tell you as your encouraging friend, as your biblical teacher, your comedian, whatever you want to call me. Look, we care about you here at our radio station. We want the best for you. We have people that are here to help. We got a great outreach ministry that I've been a part of with iHeartRadio for 4 years almost. October will be 4 years. So don't count yourself out in situations that you think is going to wind up not turning out the way you want them to. You see, God works in mysterious ways. He may have your answer for you within maybe a minute or two, or it may be 20 years down the road. One way or another, you're going to get your answer. and you'll know it. So that being said, I have a song that we're going to play that I get a lot of requests from, and I want you to listen to the words. He is fixing to be opening up a church in Georgetown. If you haven't listened to Taryn Wells and you've heard the song in the past, he's opening up. Him and his wife are going to be planting a church in Georgetown. If you go to my Facebook page and you like me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, once they get rocking and rolling on that, I will post his church services on there for you guys. He is still going to be doing music, but not as strong now because he's going to be pastoring a church. He feels the calling, okay? When God gives you a call to do something, you should do it. You should listen, you should be obedient, and you should do it. But I want you to listen to this song that's by Taryn Wells. It's called God's Not Done, and He's Not Done with You. Listen to the words, guys. Be blessed. The Wednesday Uplift with CA.
Everywhere I turn is
There we go, my friend Toby Mac, who is doing another tour, a little short one, with Zach Williams. Him and Zach Williams have a song out called Cornerstone, which we'll play here in a while, guys. He's going to be going out there with Kane, too. They're doing a song, so they're kind of out there, you know, these famous artists and stuff, you know, since we're out of post-COVID times, we've been kind of out of that for a while. Let me read a little scripture to you on encouraging, uplifting, or the Wednesday uplift, we call it now. The book of Psalms the book of Psalms 136 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures together. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Whom by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures together forever, I should say. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures together forever. The moon, the stars to govern at night, his love endures together." Amen. Amen. Just a little bit of words of encouragement on a Wednesday. And you know what? You just may be having doubt and wondering if God really is there. Does he live in your heart? Let me encourage you. Rhett Walker has a song on the Wednesday Uplift. You've heard it. "I'm a Believer." Open your heart to Jesus, will you? He's the olive branch to get to God the Father.
I walk a bit different now that my heart's been and foul. Nothing really feels the same. I hold my head a bit higher. I lift my voice a bit louder. Yeah, something inside has changed. I am a mountain mover.
That's right. That is John Redrick and Matt Meyer. That is a great song. That was a live version. God Turn It Around. Good morning, everybody. CA at the Rim, but I'm not in the downtown Fort Worth studio. I am at my home studio, Faith Studio 2 this morning, the iHeartRadio studio in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm not too far from the home base studio. We're here to uplift you and encourage you. I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free. A couple of things you can do. Email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Click on station information. You'll find me there. I'm on Twitter at morningsbrew. I'm on all major networks. I'm on, if you got an iPhone, subscribe for free. Apple Podcast, Google Podcast. We're on Amazon Music, and we're syndicated on iHeartRadio. All you got to do is just type in The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You'll see the coffee beans, and that's us, and you subscribe for free, okay? All right, you know what? I haven't played this song in a while. I get a lot of requests for it. It's a Newsboys song called Jesus Paid It All. Listen to this version of this music. It's a great song. Good morning, everybody. Amen. This is our God, Phil Wickham. That's a new song. It's been out for a few months, but you know what? Phil Wickham, he just puts a lot into it. And, you know, he is a worship pastor, or worship leader, worship pastor, whatever you want to call it. He is just very talented. His music is great. There's a lot of great songs. And I hope one day that we can spotlight Phil Wickham and everything, you know. A lot of people say, hey, CA, you think you're ever going to get Toby Mac on? Toby Mac's been really busy. He's still touring. I'm good friends with him. I keep in communications with him. Maybe one day we can do a live cast with Toby. I don't know. I have to get permission from him and see if it's okay. He's been through a lot. You know, he lost his son not too long ago, a couple of years ago, maybe even 3 years ago, two or three. And then here recently, not even a year, year and a half, lost his sister. So he's been going through those back-to-back sorrows. But his music still carries on. Tell you what, how about another Taryn Wells? We need a miracle, don't we? Somebody needs a miracle out there. This song's for you.
Y'all ready? All these conversations filled with doubt. We dismiss what we can't figure out. Oh, but I don't have to see to believe in it. I know that it's true, cause I'm feeling it. I don't need no one to agree with it. No, there's just too much proof in my life.
We're going to close out with one more song here on the Wednesday Uplift. This is a new one with Brandon Lake, and it's called Gratitude. We all need to give some gratitude to the Lord. Let's listen to the words. You know, that's a beautiful song. I get a lot of requests for that gratitude. And, you know, you can hear it a lot on my radio station and on our Christian podcast show, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on iHeartRadio. You know, if you ever have any prayer requests or you want to hear some special songs, guys, feel free. You can also Facebook message me on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And we'll be more than glad to respond back as soon as we can. Well, let's close out in a prayer. What do you say? I hope I've uplifted you with some music. I want you to know that you are special and you are special to me. All of you guys are. You are loved and you're also loved by God. Number one, you're loved by God the Father. He created you. You know, let me just say this in closing. You know, each of us have our own personalities. Whether you're shy, whether you're bashful. CA used to be shy and bashful many years ago. But it came out of the closet because when I worked at Six Flags Over Texas back in my younger years, that's when my personality came out. I always had it inside, but God told me, he said, it's time for that to come out. He said, you've kept it hidden too much. If you're hiding your personality, please let it out. Please let someone know that you care. You know, Mother's Day is just right around the corner. And I want you to do me a favor, and that is to be sure to give your mom a hug and tell her how much you love her. Kids, too. I don't care if you guys are like teenagers and you're like, just mom. Let me tell you, moms are a gift from God, okay? They are. Your mom gave birth to you. Your mom has, most moms been there for their kids, most of them. I really don't want to turn that into a debate. I'm very blessed. I'm close to my mother. There's other people I know that are moms out there. Let me say on behalf of, and this is on the Wednesday edition of the Wednesday Uplift, happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful moms out there. Whether you're a single mom, whether you're a widow mom, whether you're a mom that don't have any kids, but you're adopting kids, you're still a mom, and you're loved, and you're appreciated, and you know what? You're a gift from God, okay? Your wisdom carries for your children. What you teach your kids in today's time, I can't stress it enough. Not only just the mothers, but the fathers out there, the dads. Team up with your wife. Team up with them. And love your kids. Because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Love your wife. If you're married, love your wife. Love your girlfriend. Love your fiance. Love your boyfriends. Whatever it may be. Look, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. There's been a lot of crazy things going on in America. We're not guaranteed. But we know one thing, that God loves us. And that's what we're here to do on a radio station. That's my job to do, is to encourage and let you know that we care. And if you don't think you have anybody that doesn't care about you, please send me a Facebook message on Facebook Messenger directly, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Click on that and send me something. CA, I need prayer urgently. And we'll jump right on it, okay? Let's close out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I pray you watch over, guide, and protect us. Keep us safe as we get ready to make it through that finish line in the middle of the week, the Thursday and the Friday. Oh, Lord, be with the wonderful mothers out there with Mother's Day coming up. The ones that have gone on before, the ones that are missing moms right now. Oh, Lord, wrap your arms around them and hold them ever so tight. For we love you. In Jesus' name we pray in 110% total agreement. Amen. Okay, guys, this is CA. I'm going to settle up. I'm just going to go down the hall, leave Faith Studio 2 here at my home base studio in Fort Worth, Texas. Not at Faith Studio 1, but Faith Studio 2. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.